Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today the power of Christ daily, 26th of October 2015, being an excellent Christian wife. Being an excellent Christian wife. Brothers and sisters, must understand, husbands and wives. Today we're dealing with husbands and wives. First of all, it is always Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything is under his feet. He is the one who suffered for us. He is the one who died for us. He is the one who rose again. He is the one who came out of Father God, because he is the Word of God. He came out, begotten out of Father God, took the form of a man so that he can be tempted in every which way but did not sin, and paid the ultimate price of blood sacrifice. And we now, with his blood, believing in him, believing, our faith is in Jesus Christ. Our faith is in the faith of Jesus Christ. Our faith is in the faith of what Jesus Christ did and the power of Jesus Christ. Power of Christ. Our faith is in that sets us to have a great life. Brothers and sisters, it is eternal life while on earth, also peaceful, righteousness, peace and joy. That life, that can only come from Jesus Christ. We always must remember that. When you get up in the morning, think of Jesus Christ, and also think of the people you care for, people, your brothers and sisters in Christ. But first think of Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ, nothing else. Thank Jesus Christ, the husband of your soul. Now today, the topic here we are using, I'm using Proverbs 31. Now Proverbs 31, of course, anything in the Old Testament God has put down is good, but human beings couldn't do it. The people who fear God, that time fear God, love God, is now we come in Christ, because we have no more sin, the sin has washed out, we don't fear God, we love God, because he's our Father. Jesus Christ is the brother for us, and he's the husband of my soul, and he's willing to call us brothers. He's not ashamed to call us brothers, he says. And sisters, I've told you all before, you are in a woman's body, but your spirit being is a spirit of Father God, and you're only in a woman's body, and your husband is a male's body. That's all. And the body will go back to dust. Now, whenever we read this, we must read with godly wisdom. Whenever we read Old Testament, we know we can do it in the name of Jesus Christ. We can do it by the power of Christ. We cannot do it by ourselves. We can do it by the power of Christ. But whenever we read whatever God has told us, the good things in Proverbs and all, it must have godly wisdom. Now, for instance, the Proverbs may say, in Proverbs 31, a godly wife buys land and makes sure that the land is of good value and all that before she accepts it and all. Then some woman will say, I'm a buy land. God has told me to buy land. Not true. This, therefore, it's worldly wisdom that goes on. Like, it's like a robot, you know. Some people think like robots. Oh, God said. Yeah, that written word of God is in what context? You must understand the context, lah. So, I mean, every woman will go and buy land here. And every wife of a Christian will go and buy land. And then trade in land. And then plant things in the land. Suppose you're living in a flat. Suppose you're living in an apartment. And suppose you're struggling through some finances. That is why godly wisdom is necessary. But if God tells you to do something, first of all, in the wife's case, her submission to the husband is as a service to the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not any Lord, Lord, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I stopped doing that decades ago because I also used to say praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise God, praise God. And then I found that I'm actually not referring to Jesus Christ at all. And then I found another scripture to say that whenever I declare his name, Jesus Christ declares my name to Father God. Can you imagine that? So I changed straight away to say, praise Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus Christ. Why? I know when I declare his name, he declares my name to Father God. If I say praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise God, that's not his name. His name is not Lord. His name is Jesus Christ. The Lord is the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are a whole lot of other religions who say praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But which Lord? And which God? Brother and sister, today, we must have godly wisdom. Godly wisdom comes from wanting to love God and please Him. Now, starting here, Proverbs 31, verse 10. An excellent woman who is spiritual, capable, I'm reading by Amplified, spiritual, capable, intelligent, and virtuous. Spiritual, capable, intelligent, virtuous. Who is he who can find her? That means, which man can get an excellent woman for a wife? Her value is more precious than jewels, and her worth is far above rubies or pearls. Her worth is far above rubies or pearls when you are spiritual, capable, intelligent, virtuous. Oh, I didn't get a degree. I'm a wife, so now I'm going to get a degree. I'm going to get a master's degree. I'm going to get a PhD. That's worldly intelligence. An intelligent woman, God is talking about a godly intelligence. Godly intelligence is first submit to Jesus Christ and then submit to your husband as you serve the Lord. That's godly intelligence. Godly intelligence is knowing the scriptures. Worldly intelligence is just information that the world has told us. Yeah, I got qualifications. What happened to the qualifications? The devil still whacked me, isn't it? Why? The qualifications I had cannot solve. If you are very good in the world, can shine in the world, but Satan came to steal, kill and destroy. So, godly wisdom. Now, this is intelligent, I'm not degree. Relax, sister. This is regarding godly intelligence. You must learn and seek the word of God. So, who is this woman who is far worth above rubies and pearls? Spiritual, capable, intelligent. I am not capable. Then you are saying something that is antichrist. Because why? Jesus Christ, if you know the word, Jesus Christ has said in his word, the word of God says, you can do all things through Christ. Now you are now talking opposite to Christ. I am not capable. Spiritual, capable, intelligent, virtuous. Virtuous is now righteous. Righteous. My righteousness comes from Jesus Christ. Because I make mistakes. So he covers me with his blood, washes me all my sins away. But what I want to do right things. Like that, you also must want to do right things. Brothers and sisters, next one. The heart of a husband trusts in her with secure confidence. And he will have no lack of gain. He will not be poor. He will have more than enough. Now, the heart of a husband trusts in her. Why the heart of the husband can trust in her? Because she has not done anything to make the husband distrust her. So if a woman is doing things that make the husband distrust her, then you are not a follower of Christ, sister. I believe you want to follow Christ, that's why you're listening to this every morning. So otherwise you chucked it long ago and gone, because you can't take the word of God. It'll be poking you. It'll be separating bone from marrow. And it will be chastising you. But you're still sitting and listening to this. Means you are wanting to be the kind of person, a soul, a presented chaste virgin to Christ. So therefore, I'm grateful to God that you are having this mindset to please Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are wanting to please already. Means you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, sister. So don't get distressed about all this. You are a disciple of Jesus Christ because you want this. The heart of a husband, so now God is talking to you to tell you things what you must look out for. That's all. He's not condemning you, sister. He's now telling you what to look out for. My child, you're the wife to this man who's a God-fearing man. Even if he's not a God-fearing man, you have married him, you made a covenant, you will do what is right. Because you are my child, because you are my servant, because you are my saint. The saint, we are saints in Jesus Christ. We are not saints of some organization or some religious grouping. God calls us saints because why? We have been sanctified by Jesus Christ, separated by Jesus Christ for salvation. So, here, he's telling you what to look out for. You are my child. You are my disciple. You are the Holy Priest. You are ambassador of Christ. So Christ is telling you, my soul, the soul that he owns, he's got back in his hands. Look out for these things. So she comforts and encourages and does him only good and not evil. Does him only good and not evil. Get the emails from the graceoflife.com. Ask the moderators, you put your email, because I've now put this in the email today. It's one. all the days of her life. She only does him good all the days of her life. Only does good. That means you look out. Sister, I want to, in the name of Jesus Christ, God has told, commanded me to do only good all the days of my life and not evil. Oh, all the days, does him only good. You also now do only good for all, not just because we are Christians, now we are disciples. We want to do only good for all. 13, she looks for wool and flax and works with willing hands in delight. Now immediately, oh, willing wool, this is winter. Relax, godly wisdom. Is there, this is simply an indication to say, you're willing to work with your hands in delight. Whatever your hand finds, you delightfully want to do unto the Lord Jesus Christ. 15. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to a household and assigns tasks to her maids. But I don't have a maid. Sister, he's talking about assigning tasks. It could be your children even. Teaching your children what to do in the house. Training your children to do housework. Whether it's a boy or a girl, because you train them from young to be submissive, obedient, and be a blessing to the family. So you give them household tasks. Household tasks. Some wash the bathroom, some this. You know? And gives food to household means you're making sure everybody is provided for, everybody ate properly, and also good food, not just a junk food. Oh, I'll do TV dinner. You know, TV dinner, overseas, just put it by and chuck the thing into the microwave. Microwave dinner. Or, here, we'll always buy pizza. We'll always buy McDonald's. They serve at, they deliver to the house these days. No, sister, you better understand, all this junk food can harm us. It actually cannot. No, it does harm us. Now, in 17, I'm reading. She equips herself with strength. This is very important. I have no strength. You equip yourself with strength. What strength? Spiritual, mental, physical fitness for her God-given task. She equips herself. Spiritual, mental, physical fitness for a God-given task. Be a godly wife, excellent woman, excellent mother. And makes her arm strong. The arm doesn't become strong until you make it. Quite clearly Jesus is saying, so you got to do things until you do. Oh, I'm strong, so I must go to the gym. Now give me a gym membership, husband. Give me a gym membership. All these are falsehood, worldly nonsense. By doing work, your arms will become strong. Brothers and sisters, so God is, she sees that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out, but it burns continually through the night. She is prepared for whatever lies ahead. That means her lamp is there, you know. Anything in the household, she gets up and does it, no? Not they call it sleepy stupor. Stupor may come from the stupidity, like stupor, like the stupid gone, blur. Sleep, like that, cannot get up and do. Any issue going, just continue, blur, and duh. But, of course, if you have worked so hard and you're tired, you sleep well. But if anything important, you are in Christ, somebody wakes you up, you end up doing. Nowadays what? It's a hand cell phone. Keep it at a distance from you. So anybody, any brother or sister has to call you, you quickly answer to see what happened. Because middle of the night, somebody calling you means some issue. Of course you got crank calls. I got crank calls. Why? I'm in the public, isn't it? So fellas want to irritate me. Oh, some devil put some thought in some people. Wake this fella up because he's doing morning shift of giving God's word out, the devil puts a heart and God, and put the heart of this fellow and God, and the fellow accidentally will call wrong number or call and talk nonsense, because when I guided some people, they don't like it, they'll give crank calls. I accept it, I still love them, get on with my life in Jesus Christ. Now keep the handphone on, because why? Your brother and sister in Christ may need help and you're willing to do it. She opens and extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her filled hands to the needy. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders. He has got good reputation. Why? Because you are a godly wife. You are loving him, caring for him, loving the family, caring for the family in all things. You are working so hard to take, because you are treasuring the job God has given you. Your job is to nurture your children and care for your husband as a wife. And God, the man has got good reputation. If you're doing nonsense, quarreling, screaming, shouting, everything going on, chaos in the house, and then they see you all the time loitering outside there somewhere, or come anytime they visit you, you're all the time on TV, or something going on, What reputation will the man have? She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom. To have skillful and godly wisdom, you must be reading the word of God. And teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Always talking about kindness. Does not eat the bread of idleness. Is not lazy. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Because why? Happy, prosperous, to be admired. The children admire her. Oh, my mother, you know, works so hard, you know. She cares for us. And all the time with a joy in her face. The children wake up with that. Her husband also praises her. Say, yeah, my wife, you know, thank Jesus. Without her, I cannot do these things. Without her, my family is finished. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus for this. Thank Jesus for my wife. Charm and grace are deceptive and superficial. Beauty is vain. Charm and grace are deep. All the time dressing up this way, put on how I, very important, when going out, put on. Here, lazy, slothful. There are women who are lazy, slothful. Now, don't do anything. House in a mess. Kitchen in rubbish. The cells, things are all plates full. No washing. Some excuse being given. No, you get up and do. Find strength. She equips herself with strength. But a woman who fears the Lord is, loves the Lord now, reverently worshipping, obeying, serving, and trusting Him and awe-filled respect. Trusting Him with awe-filled respect. Brothers and sisters, and let her work, own works praise her in the gates. Whatever you do, you are not making a praise. But whatever you are doing, it will be seen. God will make it seen. Brothers and sisters today, brother, you have to wash your wife with the word of God. Sister, you are the wife, you please focus on something with godly wisdom. Say, I want to do, I want to be a godly wife, Lord, because I service unto you. I want to please you, Lord Jesus. So I will do this. And then step by step, things will happen for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.